Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Big Heck Weed Adventures. I will be your host for this recording, Mr. Fast and Furious himself, Big Heck. What I like to say is, unfortunately, the good brother, Wade Ilson, is not going to be on this recording, so this is a solo episode featuring yours truly. So I'm going to do something a little different this episode. Typically in our episodes, we would go over latest pickups, comic books, give you some video game news and movies that are coming out, things that we've seen, giving you a review on that. But today I've decided to go a different route. I want to introduce you guys to a brand new segment called Big Heck Unhinged. So basically, this episode is going to be me just giving you a rant about something that kind of bothers me that I've seen in, you know, I want to say in like the movie realms. So going with that, the one thing that seems to be one of my biggest pet peeves, actually, it's not even just a pet peeve. It's like, you ever find something that you just, or see something that just bothers you and it just aggravates you down to your core because it's either inaccurate or it's so far off left field that, you know, it doesn't make any type of sense. If you have, then you know what I'm talking about. So my biggest issue is when Hollywood and these big budget companies decide to take video games or animes and decide to do live action adaptations of these films and completely fucking get it wrong. Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, for the guys, you know, you guys and girls who are listening, you have an idea of what I'm talking about. And with that, I can honestly tell you there have been multiple films that have been made where they've taken a video game or they've taken an anime and they decided to bring it to the main screen, and either because of whitewashing or just completely disregarding the source material between the anime itself or the manga, and just completely screwed it up. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of where Hollywood has done this and completely butchered it from beginning to fucking end. Lord. Hold on. Give me one moment. I'm actually going to have to take a sip of ginger ale. This is actually starting to upset my stomach. That's how sickening and upset it makes me. One of the films, or actually, it's not even just a... Yeah, it is a film. We can say it's a film. It was a Netflix film. I don't know if you guys remember. Probably about a year ago, they decided to put it on. Netflix decided to do a live adaptation version of Death Note. Now, I watched maybe about 15... I'll be a little generous. I'll say maybe about 20 minutes of this film. And the moment I couldn't take it anymore, I completely turned it off. First of all, let's break it down. Light Yagami. Complete and utter just terrible representation of the actual anime character. So this is what Netflix decides to do with the character's name. Now, if you give me a moment, because I can't remember this basic ass generic last name they decided to give him. So I have to look this up to see what the hell his name was. This is so disgusting, to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. So, for the Netflix adaptation of the film, Light is actually played by Nat Wolff. Now, his last name in the movie is not Yagami. I'm almost positive. If you give me one more second, I'm sorry. I should actually have my notes on this, but I'm decided to do everything off of the top of my head. Let's see here. Light Turner is his actual name. So now we're just going to completely disregard that the fact that this character is supposed to be Japanese. And apparently he is a disturbed high school student who has gone through God knows what. I don't even care to go into that much of a detail on his backstory because of how far off it is. So you take the main character of the story, you now give him the name instead of Light Yagami, you're giving him Light Turner. Okay, I guess that was supposed to be the way it was. I don't want, you know, Netflix making their own tweaks to the damn thing. But saving grace to the film, and this is by a great and wonderful actor who I absolutely love, and I watched tons of his films. You have William Dafoe, who does the voice of Ryuk. Now, one thing I will give them kudos for is that their Ryuk looked a little bit more devious, demonic looking than what we've seen from the Japanese live action adaptations. But if you didn't have William Dafoe in the film doing the voice, who knows? It could have been infinitely worse than what they actually decided to pull out. I don't even think Mika's in the film, or they try to get some other girl to play the role. Elle's played by a black actor. And I think the actor is actually on maybe Atlanta. Or I could be wrong, or he could have been the actor from Get Out. And it was just terrible. You have Light screaming his head off like a little girl throughout the whole film. He's depressed and everything else, and that's just not who it is. And this is why it kind of bothers me. First of all, Death Note is an amazing anime, so I don't understand why they couldn't just go based off what you had there. You had about 30 plus episodes that you could have used as research material. That's number one. Then number two, the manga, I've read all 12 volumes of the manga, plus the Hollywood murder mystery. That was just an L storyline. You had the mangas too. What in the world possessed them to decide to go so far off left field that they couldn't just grab a lot of the material there and just run with it? Now here's where I'm going to flip it. Netflix put out a live adaptation of Bleach. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I love the anime Bleach. Their live adaptation for the movie was actually excellent. The CGI on, oh God, I'm trying to remember the name, The Hollows. There you go. I'm sorry. It's a little late while I'm doing this recording, and I actually had to be at work at 4 a.m., so excuse me if I sound a little winded. The Hollows from this that they decided to use in the film that were CGI looked amazing. They actually didn't look terrible at all. The actors that they decided to get for this film were all Japanese or you know, Asian-based actors, which they all looked the part really, really well. Even the dubbing on it was amazing. I had no issues with the dubbing on the voice actors. So you were actually able to cram, they decided to cram one whole arc of the first season, and they were able to put it all into one film, and now no point was I disappointed with it whatsoever. Now here's the flip to it. Netflix comes out with the Full Metal Alchemist live action film. I watched it. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great either. There were a lot of points that I felt like were falling off. I mean, let's just face it, Edward Elric's wig. You could tell it's a wig. It looked like something you would have got at Party City. It just looked terrible. But I'll give them credit. The CGI for Alphonse looked on point, and so did the chimeras. Or I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm almost positive that's the right word I'm looking for. Envy looked good, and so did everyone else. And I thought it was a decent film. It wasn't fantastic, but again, there could have been a lot more things that went wrong with it. It was just a lot better than that bullshit movie they decided to call Death Note. And this is where Netflix has been going. I mean, Netflix has tons of movies that they've made that have been great. They even have like their own line of animes that have come out that I've given chances to, and they've actually surprised me to be really good. Seis Manos is an example. I mean, he recently just got on Netflix, but Netflix has gotten better with their adaptations. Now let's move over to big blockbuster Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood, how you disappoint me so to the point where I wish I can just, if Hollywood was a person, I'd kick them straight in the nuts. Yep, just one swift kick in the nuts because of how bad they seem to take things that we grew up as, from kids, and decide to make these movie adaptations and just decide to butcher it from beginning to end. And I'm gonna say the most atrocious, I in my eyes, the most atrocious adaptation for last, but we've all seen Dragon Ball Evolution. Dear Lord, help us with who decided to make this film and why they decided to go with the storyline. I mean, the actors that were picked, and I have nothing against Chow Yun-fat. I think he's a great actor, but this was not a movie for him to be in playing the role of Master Roshi. It just wasn't. Bulma was bad. Yamcha was bad. You didn't even bother finding an actor to play Tien. Piccolo was disgusting. I mean, you got Spike from Buffy, really, to play Piccolo. Oh my God. It's bad when you see people. Or actually, I'm just gonna say this. It's bad when Hollywood does an adaptation of a film, or they do an adaptation of an anime, right? But then you have the fans, the pure, the people who bleed these animes. You get the one person who comes out of nowhere and decides to do a fan film of it, and they're actually able to pull off a better quality type of film than these Hollywood companies who have millions of dollars that go into the production and to the shooting, and they have these state-of-the-art cameras, and they have the best people sitting behind a fucking computer to do everything right, and you just turn out a big pile of shit. I don't understand that. But then again, someone who is a huge fan of the film, who has God knows what Dell or HP computer sitting in their home, and probably pulls out a Canon or a Nikon camera with a camcording capability, and they record something that's infinitely better. And shit, who knows? Maybe they're even recording on a fucking iPhone. That's what actually bothers me. Dragon Ball Evolution, which is a complete and utter flop, it should have never been made. It deserves to go into one of those hall of lame containers where you just want to take it and just put it off on some deserted island and then just nuke the whole entire fucking thing and make sure it never even happened. Lord. And that's just one of the films that they decided to do. Let's talk about Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat was one of the films when it first came out that everyone was amped to, go and see. I'm not gonna lie, I was about 9 or 10 years old when Mortal Kombat first came out. Yes, I just dated myself. Shut up. But when the film came out, it was good for what it was from when it first came out. Now that we're seeing, I'm older and, of course, from the times that I've played games and everything else, and I'm watching the film, I'm sitting there going, wow, this is a pretty crappy movie, except for the fact that the first one was infinitely better than Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And you know what? They should have just left that at the first Mortal Kombat. They should have never decided to try to do the sequel. Because, dear God in heaven, those fucking CGI effects were trash. Just terrible. The Liu Kang transforming into the dragon, since when the hell did Shao Kahn turn into fucking Ghidorah from Godzilla? He is a three-headed dragon. When the hell does that ever happen? You have that. Sindel was overacting as hell. Shiva looked completely fucking retarded. Montaro just looked like he was strung out on crack and heroin and everything else. You killed off Jade. I'm pretty sure they killed Rain, or it was Ermac. I'm pretty sure it was Rain. Sonya Blade got replaced from the original female actor who was in the first one. They got someone else. You changed up who played Jax, even though you only saw Jax for like maybe a total of 5 minutes in the first film. And then they put in this other actor who I don't even know who the hell he is. His cybernetic arms looked like shit. You sent Luke King on a spiritual quest with Nightwolf. What the fuck were they thinking of? It's terrible. Mortal Kombat is a tournament. It is just a fucking tournament. And you decide to do this elaborate ass storyline for the film. And then you went and changed Christopher Lambert, who played the first Raiden in the first film, which, I'm a Highlander fan. I dig it. I liked it. He was good. And then you brought in the fucking FBI agent from Too Fast, Too Furious to play Raiden. What is going on with these films? And granted, these are all older films that I'm now mentioning from the Hollywood blockbusters. Again, Dragon Ball was what, maybe a decade ago? And then I'm going even further back with Mortal Kombat Annihilation. But even still, you're still making poor character choices. It's insane. And this is why I just wish for certain things, Hollywood decides to not touch it. They shouldn't. They shouldn't even try to do the adaptation, because if they're not going to follow it to the way it should be, it should never be touched. Excuse me, guys. I'm trying to think now of what other one that I saw that was just. Oh, you have Silent Hill. Silent Hill was a horrible remake. Let's go into another film, Resident Evil. I don't understand why they had to make so many goddamn movies of this film. I mean, can someone tell me? First of all, you decided to take the first Resident Evil film and you did a combination of Resident Evil 1 and 2 and combined it into one film. And then you did the second Resident Evil movie and you brought in Nemesis, who was from Resident Evil 3. And just, again, you just kind of fucking went all over the place with the storyline. And then the main focus point is Alice. And just how do you continue to make these movies? There's at least a good five or six Resident Evil films. And they just got progressively worse and worse every film. After Resident Evil 2, I just decided to stop watching them. I just couldn't do it anymore. I just waited for them to come out either on DVD or they showed up on HBO and I decided to just try it there. I wasn't going to give them any more of my money to watch this shit. It was terrible. Storyline and all, it was just horrible. How do you even pump out six terrible films? Six! It just doesn't make sense. My God, Silent Hill was another disappointment. Resident Evil, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Dragon Ball Evolution. These are all terrible adaptations, either coming from an anime or from a video game. And now, the coup de grace, the nail in the coffin of fuck up films that you can. I don't even think it's even possible to fuck up a movie this bad now, in this day and age. I'm talking about 1994 Street Fighter. Now, we all know around this time in the era, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the it person to pick for the majority of any type of martial arts action films. But the character he plays is Colonel Guile. Colonel Guile, for all of my Street Fighter fans who are listening, is in the Air Force, and technically his title is Major. So here we go. You gave him the wrong rank already. You guys are fucking up. Number two, Jean-Claude Van Damme is not American. He's got the thickest accent I've ever heard in my life. Nine times out of ten, if you're not really paying attention to the film, You need to put the fucking subtitles on the film so that you know what the hell he's saying. Case in point, let's look at The Expendables 2. Is that a challenge? What the fuck is a challenge? A challenge sounds like some type of damn ingredient you would put into a fucking soup. But again, whatever. So, you have Jean-Claude Van Damme playing Colonel Gao, who is a colonel in the United Nations Army, or whatever fucking military, I guess. Wrong. At no point does Major Guile, which is the correct term, is his correct title. No point was Major Guile ever in the fucking UN or the United Nations military. He is a United States Air Force major, for fuck's sake. Why? That's number one. Number two, you have Chun Li, played by Ming Na, who, again, she is one of my favorite actresses. Because I've seen her in multiple other films, and she's done great. But you decide to make Chun Li a reporter. No, you fucking retards. This is not what she is. Chun Li is a Interpol agent, and she works... Oh, God, I just can't even deal with this anymore. She's a fucking cop, guys. Not a reporter. How do you botch this? I just don't understand. Kylie Minogue plays Cammy, who is on the same team with Guile. Wrong. Cammy, aka Killer B, is an MI6. She was part of a British Delta Force team. She had her own team. How do you confuse these things? T-Hawk was never in the military. T-Hawk is a Native American who was on his reservation, who decides to join the World Warriors Tournament. And he's supposed to be like this 7 foot, like 300 pound Native American. You got the scrawniest fucking dude ever to play the role. And then the bullshit that you guys decided to pull with Byron Mannin. I don't even know who the fuck the guy was who played Ken Masters. And you gave Ryu a last name, Hoji. And they're street thugs. They're hustlers. Way off. Completely off. Like, you couldn't be so far from the actual fucking characters. It was insane. Dal Sim is a doctor. DJ works for Bison. And Zangief. Zangief was actually the only credible character in the fucking movie, with the simple fact that he doesn't work for Bison. You had Zangief, and the guy actually looked really good playing Zangief. Dumb and all. Honda is not a cameraman. Neither was Balrog. They don't work for a news station or anything like that. And then you had the audacity to take Charlie and then name him Carlos and convert him into fucking Blanca. Had these retards not played Street Fighter 2, when you get Blanca and you beat the game, his mother runs up to him calling him fucking Johnny. So where does Carlos and Charlie come from that you decide to make him Blanca when his name is actually fucking Johnny? And then for all intention purposes, if you guys really want a backstory, Charlie was Guile's best friend who taught him how to do the Sonic Boom. And Charlie was thought to be killed by Bison. And then thanks to Street Fighter V, they resurrected him and brought him back. But at no point in time should Charlie ever show up in any Street Fighter film unless you're doing an alpha-based movie, which this was not the case. Now, the sad thing is, this was Raul Julia's last movie that he got to do, or one of the last movies he got to do, and he played Bison. I'm sorry. It was trash, hot garbage, basura, whatever you want to call it. But it was fucking terrible. This is one of those things where if you actually saw the director or the guy who produced this film, if you ever saw him in the street, it's like you wouldn't even second guess hitting him with your car because of how bad the film was. It was the most shuddering, like irritating, gut-wrenching adaptation of a video game that I've ever seen in my life. And I know some people are going to sit there and be like, well, what about Super Mario Bros.? Hey, listen, not for nothing. I understand with the Goombas and then with Koopa and everything else, but you know what? I actually enjoyed Super Mario Bros. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't Street Fighter bad. Maybe on the levels of Mortal Kombat Annihilation bad, but it wasn't Street Fighter bad. And I guess we could rope it into there with the Dragon Ball Evolution bad. But, you know, again, this is why. And this is one thing I just wish that if these people decide, like, you know, these production companies, they decide that they want to take a video game or they want to take an anime and they want to do an adaptation for live action, that they just either A, do their homework, or B, they don't know what the hell is going on and how to even come across of making the fucking movie. They get people who actually understand or who know these things and bring them in so that they can help them with the films. Because let's just face it, with everything I've just mentioned, and again, I'm going off of the top of my head here. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more of the movies that I'm forgetting. But with the samples I've shown you, these are pretty fucking bad. So, I was going to try to keep this episode pretty short and sweet. Before I go, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, you know, my brother from another mother, Mr. Chucky Smooth, a.k.a. Wade Ilson. I want to thank him for always, you know, doing what he does, you know, updating our social media pages and, you know, finally coming and doing this podcast journey with us. I want to give a shout-out to Clever Art for our album work. You know, thank you, brother, so much because it is just phenomenal. Shout out to Brickhouse Power Coffee because without your coffee in the morning, I just don't know how I can make it through my workday. So, guys, go and check out Clever Art. He is on Instagram. You can see all of his artwork on there. Also, check out JSK Designs. They do custom arcade sticks where they actually you can make your own customizable sticks. They do custom artwork for them. Don't forget to check out Brickhouse Power Coffee. And if you go in there and you decide to order this lavish and delicious coffee, make sure you use our promo code BigHeckWade10 to get a 10% off discount. And also, if you guys get a chance, if you're looking for some dope athletic wear, go and check out Jacked Mofo. They're also on Instagram. It's also one of his pages. Go and give that a check out. And with that being said, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. A peace, a salute, and I'm out. Peace.